Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged, Married, Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who had an ice cream today. And when I said, oh, can I have a little bit of the ice cream? He looked at his spoon and he went, Rosie, I'm not very well. You better not use that spoon. And I laughed because we all know there's nothing wrong with him. So I used the spoon and I'm not worried.
Wow, that was fantastic. Hi guys, it is episode 12. Thank you for listening. And before we start, a word from this week's sponsor.
Yay.
This week's sponsor is Sheds.
No.
Hey, are you sick of having your lawnmower in your front room? You need a shed. Have you got the hose in the way of the telly? And you cannot watch Line of Duty properly because you're like, there's a hose in the way. There's loads of spiders in here. Oh, there's a garden rake. You need a shed. Honestly, I don't know why it hasn't occurred to you before. Get all of that stuff for your garden. Get it out your front room. It's an eyesore, mate. You're an embarrassment. Get yourself a shed. It's a little wooden building at the top of the garden. Stick it all in the shed. Put a lock on the shed. Put a little window on the shed. Sheds.
Are you having an affair with a shed?
I swear to God, I need a new shed. Anyone listening who makes sheds, please come and make us a shed. I'll pay you in laughter. Oh. Rosies.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello. Episode 12.
Episode 12.
Is it me who talks now?
Is it me who talks now?
I have no idea.
No idea.
That's lovely.
That's lovely. I kind of do that nice.
Stop.
I kind of do that nice.
Thanks for coming back. Thanks again for all your lovely comments. And before we continue, we are going to plug something quickly now.
Yes.
Do you have the address?
I'm not giving out our address, but we do need a shed. So is that not what you want plugged?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no, of course not. Jokes aside, we are up for Listener's Choice Award on the British Podcast Awards. So if you'd like to go on the British Podcast Awards website and type in, you can't type in Shagged because we got too excited at how funny the name was and then realised that in all publications and all TV shows we can't mention it.
It's just ridiculous.
So just type in Married Annoyed. Go on, British Podcast.
Is that what it is?
Awards.
We're just making really, really we should have had this. You've got your laptop in front of you.
Yeah, but I've got Wi-Fi turned off to save battery, haven't I?
Anyway, not actually even up for the award, I don't think.
Well, it's listener's choice, isn't it? So you can literally, you could vote for anything if you wanted. But you guys listening now, you're going to vote for us, yeah?
Yeah,
or we're
going
to find you. Sorry. sorry, I've had a wine again. It's wine time.
Wine time, cheers.
Hey. There we go.
Oh, that's lovely.
I might even probably put it in the description of the podcast. I'm not sure. But look, just go British Podcast Awards. Go on Listener's Choice. You can do it. You'll find it. Type in Married Annoyed. You'll find where. Put your name. Put your email address. Bang. And that'll be us on the awards ceremonies.
Jobs are good.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks. You for coming back. Thank you for listening. We are still doing it and we're still really enjoying it. And we're still getting lovely feedback, which is great.
So wine time again tonight, which is good.
Yeah, so I think we've said that.
Yep. But I had a little sip and I forgot.
What have you been? I'm saying, what have you been up to? I've seen you every day.
I have. I've seen you every day. We watched Avengers this week.
Oh, so good.
Rosie, don't spoil before you speak. Don't spoil the end game.
I'm not going to.
Oh, don't spoil the end game.
Ridiculous.
Everyone, if you're even thinking about spoiling the end game,
somebody will tweet you and tell you off.
Yeah, literally. If you even consider in your head going to see the new Avengers film, in 3 seconds, someone will ring at your door and tell you not to spoil the end. I'm not going to friggin' spoil it, guys.
No, they all die.
Yeah.
It's not real.
They don't. What happens is Ant-Man goes really tiny and he climbs into the end of Thanos' tiddler and then he goes really big and his tiddler pops. And I'm sorry to spoil it for you all, but I just had to. Pops the old Thanos cherry, eh?
Oh, hey. I've got some images right now in my head. No, genuinely though, it was very good. I'm a massive Marvel geek now.
It was incredible, wasn't it? Well, I got you onto them last summer, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, look, Infinity War's coming out. Let's watch them all. And mm-hmm. you, I'm so lucky. I don't want to hit a gender stereotype here, but I am very, very lucky that my wife is bang into them films with me as well.
I've always enjoyed them, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I knew straight away.
Stop being a sexist pig.
Oh my God, it was a compliment. still sexist if it's a compliment. I remember when we first got together and you were saying some of your favourite films. Like, one of your favourite films was Minority Report.
Oh,
and I was like, this is gonna be great, guys.
Yeah, we'll have a lovely time, don't we? It's the only reason we stay together.
This is how much of a Marvel fan you are and I am, Rosie.
Mm.
We were, if we don't mind telling listeners, we were having a little bit of a row. We had a little bit of crossed words, as couples do. We don't do it very often.
No.
We sound like we do, but it's just, we talk about
it.
Like
all we do is talk about that.
We talk about rowing, but we don't row as much as we talk about rowing. Do you know what I'm saying?
This is true.
We did have a little bit of a Barney, but we were still both definitely going to see him.
Very much getting ready, just...
Yeah, like a really cold atmosphere in the bathroom, both getting ready, both getting in the same car, going all the way to the cinema. Thankfully, we made friends in the car.
And then we held hands in the cinema.
And then we held hands in the cinema.
When they all died.
Cried. Well, they don't all die. We cried our eyes out, didn't we?
It was great.
Yeah. But I just love the fact that it was like, look, even though we've had a crossword, I'm not spitting you, and you're a dick, and you're a dick as well, but I'm not missing this film.
There's more important things, all right? You are not ruining this day for me.
It is the end game.
Literally.
It was Jenny, very proud of both of us.
I was. It was a good day.
Priorities, people. Priorities.
Babadoo, 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 ba. What your beef? What your beef? What your beef? What your beef?
Watch your...
Hey?
Was that quite good?
That was actually quite
that
good.
That's like a human accordion.
You can't do the singy bits. No.
God, you kind of see this guy's, but just pointing at us. There's an accusatory finger getting pointed at us here.
Get lost.
I'm going to hide behind my wine. You go first.
Me first. Okay. My beef this week is you will not let me buy a caravan. I would like to buy a caravan.
It's a ridiculous beef.
It's a very serious beef. Yes. And it's a current beef.
Right.
And it's a bit chewy and it's getting stuck in my teeth.
Right.
I'm not happy about it.
Okay.
I would like to purchase a caravan.
Yeah.
A little, well, I say a little, quite a nice caravan. Yeah. A tourer.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
To put on the back of our car.
Right.
To go places. Yeah. Take our little boy places.
Yeah.
Yet you have this stupid thought in your head that caravans are just this certain thing that you don't agree with.
It's a toilet on wheels.
What?
It's a toilet on wheels.
It's much more than
it's
that.
It's the worst. Nah.
We'd get a four berth.
I don't know what that means.
It means four people can sleep in it.
Well,
double bed.
There's only three of us.
Well,
waste of money.
Extra room.
Right.
Extra bed. We could have a guest.
Right. Listen. Okay. There is a very small part of me that thinks, yeah, a caravan holiday might be nice.
Don't give us hope.
I am not buying a bastard caravan to test out whether a caravan is nice or not, right? But borrowing a caravan might be... See, you just grimaced. I saw your face there. You grimaced at borrowing a caravan. Why? I'll tell you why. Because it's a toilet on wheels. Because it's full of other people's pumps.
No.
It is a big plastic box on wheels of pumps.
They're never
full
as
of pumps.
Nice. They're never as nice as the new ones that you can buy.
Right, yeah, yeah. And what we'll buy it and I go out with it once and I go, do you know what? I was right. That was a toilet on wheels. What am I going to do with this?
Do you know
that?
Come on. When was the last time you went in a caravan?
Listen to me, right?
When was the last time you went in a caravan?
I've regularly been in a caravan. My friend's granda had a caravan in his garden and he used to do jigsaws in it, and I've been in that caravan.
How old were you?
I was about 7.
Right. Oh my God. And that was, is so
it
long
was
ago. Mate's
granddad, and he did. He went in, Rosie, right?
Yeah.
In his caravan in the garden. And sometimes your mate would be like, let's go in my granddad's caravan. Like as if it was like a den that you hang out in. And he went in, and his granddad was there doing his jigsaw.
Yeah.
And it was like a 6,000 piece jigsaw or something, right? And every single surface in the whole caravan had little plastic bags of jigsaw pieces on. So he had like a little bag of sky over there, and then a little bag of like animals, and a little That's bag cute. Of corner pieces. And it was just,
I'd love to do that.
God. It was just like,
in my caravan.
Yeah. So it was like, let's go and sit in your granddad's caravan and not move in case we'll knock some of his leg, friggin' jigsaw pieces on the floor. It was ridiculous.
We had a caravan on our front.
Right.
I've told you this on the drive.
Yeah, this is the best. Right. You had a your family owned a caravan, right?
Well, we got given a caravan.
Right. Explain.
Well, we got given a caravan and it just sat on the driveway because at the time, my parents didn't have a car.
That's my favourite story in the world.
My dad went back to university.
Hold on. So... A friend explain. So how did you get, who was it again?
It was our old headmaster at school.
Yeah.
Give us a caravan.
Explain the terms of getting the caravan.
Well, I don't know. Why do you know this more than me? What were the
terms? This is my favourite story in the world because your mum told us the ins and outs of it. So he said, do you want my caravan? And you went, absolutely. Your mum. Eh? Aye? Your mum would have a free, you could literally go to Rosie's mum, do you want this bag of rubbish? She'd go, of course, for free. I don't have to pay you for it. And
remember, you're a womble.
So your headmaster said to your mum, do you want a caravan? And your mum went, of course. And he went, great, you've got to go and collect it from the caravan site. So your dad had to get in a car with his mate and go up and collect it. And his mate charged him something extortionate, like 50 quid petrol. To go and get this caravan, and then you dragged it back to your house on King George Road, and it sat on the drive because you didn't have a car.
Do you know what you got?
You got a fucking conservatory with knee windows.
You're taking the mic though. We used to all go sit in it like at different times. Jeff caught me mum having a coffee.
Your mum go and have a coffee in the caravan. I'm going into the sunroom. We haven't got a sunroom. I mean the caravan.
I'm sure we slept in it a couple of times. Oh, it was fab.
Oh, God.
It's like a little extension of the house. It was great. We never let that drive.
I bet your neighbours were thrilled.
Yeah, I know.
I bet you jet washed that patio and it's a different colour underneath. Oh, Jesus. Did the toilet work?
No.
The toilet didn't work.
I don't think so.
So it was on your
Well,
drive.
Where would it have went?
Was it bricks? Propped up with bricks?
Yes.
Scumbag!
It had wheels, but the front bit just had the two wheels, so the front bit was propped up with bricks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tragic.
Oh, man.
Bad times.
You should have started a jigsaw. Oh, look here, right? If there's anyone out there who's got a good posh nice caravan and they want to lend it to me and Rosie for the weekend, right, do it.
I'd love to, actually, so I can get him into the new caravan world.
But you're saying to me as well, you said, what did you say the other day? You said, it'd be lovely to get a caravan. It'd be really nice. We could pick Robin up from nursery on a Friday afternoon. You know, we'll just go to France. Oh, yeah, go to France on a Friday from Newcastle. 50 mile an hour down the A1M. That'll be amazing. We'll be in France by Saturday night. When do you want to get home? Sunday night.
So I'm not being funny, right?
Have a fucking croissant, turn around and drive back.
I follow a lot of Southerners on Instagram and all I see is, just drove to France for the weekend. I'm like, all right, you've got 5 hours on us, love.
Got more than five in a caravan. You're talking
all right,
58 man.
Man
an hour.
For God's sake, we'll just go to the lakes, Cumbria, Yorkshire,
right. Yeah, okay.
Edinburgh.
Find nice places, Scotland. Right? The main thing for me, right, is watch The In-Betweeners, right? Jay's dad has a shit in the caravan while they're all having their dinner. And why do you just
keep thinking about the toilet?
Because that is what it is.
One of the most ridiculous things, the argument against me getting a caravan, is that you, all you do is imagine that we're going to turn up at this field and everybody you hate is going to be there.
Yeah, everyone have. So oh, we're going to turn
oh,
up.
Oh, turn up and so and so's there with so and so. I'm not going to.
The crack is, we're going to turn up and it's going to be like. Have you ever turned the telly on and seen like darts fans? Or just like drinking warm Fosters and just like.
Oh,
it'll be that. Fights. Just carnage. Everyone I've ever met who hasn't liked this. I'll open the caravan door and they'll go, hey, he thinks he's funny. You have a warm Fosters, Davey? And it'll be a bloody nightmare.
dream come true for me.
Yeah, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
Me little van.
You're getting bullied.
Caravan of love. What's your beef?
Well, my beef, other than trying to get constantly bullied into getting caravans and having to fight that off, my beef with you this week, Rosemary Ramsey, the first of your name?
Oh, who knows?
The first of your name?
I was the only Rosemary Winter. I'll have you that know.
I'll have you that know.
I'll have you know that. What is the saying? I'll have you know.
I'll have you know. I don't know where that rogue that came from. Just drop it in there. Rosie, my beef with you this week is...
Yes?
Our shower... Mm-hmm. First of all, when we first moved in, we got the shower. It's quite a big shower tray, isn't it? Like you're standing, it's quite big. And we used to have the little bottles, the little shampoo and stuff all around, on the floor. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And then they got a bit sort of mouldy in it on the floor. So I thought, right, we'll just put a shelf. So I put one shelf on, right? And that was fine, right? Then that shelf got full. So I put another shelf on. Oh, that's full now as well. Weirdy. So I bought another pack of two shelves and I put them two little corner shelves on as well. They're full now as well. The amount of crap you have in that shower, I've known nothing like it. You've got more stuff in that shower than I've seen people who, like, detail cars. If you go to, like, a Formula One place, like, there's a silver shampoo, there's a blue shampoo, there's a conditioners for both of these things, there's colour conditioner, there's... some kind of wash. There's some kind of wash that you shave with. Mm-hmm. Half of them are fucking empty, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what's going on.
Right, well, the silver shampoos are for my hair to brighten it when it goes a bit brassy. You can't use them for every wash.
Brilliant.
So they're just every other wash, right? Brilliant. Okay. And then the conditioners are the same.
Yeah.
Right? What I did was, do you really want to go into this, right?
Yes.
What I did was I got all of my shower gels that I got for Christmas and I thought, you know what, I'm going to put them in there and I'll use them. You know what happened? I got thrush. So I had to stop.
Is that why there's loads of tiny shower gels in
there? Yes, I got thrush. Great. My vagina did not agree with the shower gels. So they're there for you.
Great. Wow.
Anything else? The moisturising one is just for when I shave my legs, right?
Yeah.
And if they're empty, you take them out.
Oh, they're not
Why
mine,
is it
mate.
My responsibility?
They're not mine.
Wow.
Bloody shield. Can I just say that bloody silver shampoo? It's blue, isn't it? That silver shampoo stuff. It's like blue.
Purple.
It looks like someone stabbed an alien. If any of that's on the wall or the floor of the shower, it looks like someone is like just like throttled predator.
It does actually.
It's terrifying stuff.
It goes in your eyes. It's horrible.
Backfired that one. I'm really sorry about your
Yours
thrush.
Always backfire.
Do I need to get you some flowers for thrush? What happens?
Nothing.
Do I need to get tested?
No, I've washed all the towels.
Oh, that's nice. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. The public, you lot. That's you.
Questions from... Well, I've found a new talent, so you'll see me on Britain's Got Talent this year, winning.
Fishman.
Oh, hey, are you a comedian? Are you going to do comedy? No, something much better.
Right, stop.
Right, Rosie, you have most of the questions this week, don't you? Because I've been doing them all through the emails and I'm scared of everyone now.
Well, I put this out to the lovely people who follow me on Instagram and I was like, send me some questions. And, you know, because we are a very highbrow podcast, I thought I'd start off with this one.
Fantastic.
Okay, so Anonymous. Mm-hmm. Who do you think looks a better shag, Ant or Deck?
Wow.
What a brilliant question.
So blunt. Oh. I don't think I've ever heard a shorter question that's made us more confused.
It's just, you could never pick. I could never choose.
I don't look.
I don't look at them in that way.
I don't look at them in that way. I don't.
Well, I should I hope don't. Not.
No.
But I really don't. Pick. They're like me brothers.
They're the brothers of everyone in the northeast. Mm-hmm. That's the beautiful part.
So I don't know who's sending that. Creep.
Definitely not from up here.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Scumbag. No. Southerners coming in voyeuring on our beautiful, pristine, perfect, golden Ant and Deck. Don't you dare. Don't you dare sully Ant and Deck.
So we're not answering that then?
No, I can't. I don't Deck. Think I can. Oh, God.
No, I'm joking. I don't know. Oh, God. Just said it.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. It would have to be both. I'd have to have sex with both of them.
Same time.
Same time, it would have to be. God, I hope they don't listen to this. I know them. Yeah, I know. This is weird.
One of them would have to always stay on the other side.
Yeah, because they stand out in deck, don't they?
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to.
I'd have to turn around.
He'd be like, why can't you go over here? They're like, no, this is my side.
You see, Idris Elba got married.
I did. Wonderful.
I'm gutted, me.
Why?
Ah, I always thought he'd wait for us.
That's nice.
I always thought he'd wait for me. I've got a man crush on Idris Elba.
You met him, didn't you?
Yeah, I met him, and I don't think I've ever done it before, since or before then. But Rosie, I swooned.
You swooned.
I swooned.
Swoonied.
Oh, hey! I had me back turned. It was at NME Awards, and I was presenting an award, and someone came up and said, "Oh, Chris, this is Idris. He's presenting the next award." And because it didn't have Elba at the end of it, I went, "Idris, oh, interesting." Yeah, oh my God, it's Idris Elba.
I know, you took a picture with him, didn't you?
I did, I was absolutely buzzing. Oh, man.
And just after I'd had Robin, that was nice times.
Yeah, well, I didn't FaceTime you, did I?
Well, you should have.
No, but because you're like, just after I'd had Robin. What's that supposed to mean? Like,
just because I was gutted.
Look at me, tired, knackered wife. Idris! Babadoo, 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 ba. Question?
Dear Rosie and Chris, what was your favourite thing to do as a couple before Robin?
Sleep.
Yeah. Sex.
Telly.
Eat what you want, not put weight on.
Yeah.
Lions with a hangover.
Oh, be hungover. Do you know what? This is really strange thing to say, but be hungover.
Be hungover.
I could be hungover before I had a kid.
Guilt-free hungover.
Guilt-free.
Yeah. Horrible, isn't it? The day just drags.
The day drags, and it's like he knows. It's like he goes, oh, is that alcohol on your breath, mummy and daddy? Oh, I'll just turn myself into difficult mode.
Absolutely.
Crazy, isn't it?
It's horrible. It's the word, and you feel so bad because you're like, I can't function today.
A comedian said to me that he never ever has a drink when he's got his kids the next day because when you're hungover, it's like you're stealing time from them. And every time I'm hungover when I'm with him, because I don't heed it until the day, I just think, I'm
what?
Because he's like, daddy, do this, daddy. And I'm like, ugh. And it's like you're stealing time from him.
Stealing time from them. Mm-hmm. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Oh, hey, I didn't see it, mate.
Well, was it male or female?
Male.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you think I should... Shall I ring him now?
Absolutely not. I don't even know who it is. No, stealing time from them.
Yeah, I said you're stealing time from your kids because you're just like, and they're like wanting to do stuff and you're like, but I can't.
Can we just clarify? He stole time from me.
Yeah?
He stole months from me, that kid.
Took years off my life.
I know.
Yeah, I'd agree. I've got grey hair now.
Shocking.
His fault.
No. Guilt, you know, life, you feel too guilty.
You do feel guilty.
All the time.
When you've got a hangover with a kid, it's just like, oh, God. It's like they know and everything's harder and more difficult. And the moment you sit down, when I'm hungover with him, I feel like he doesn't stay on one task or activity for too long.
No,
he wants like
a
thousand different things. And I'm like, mate, I've just got that out. I can't put that away. I'm just,
We've got wise to it now though, haven't we? Because we don't really go out that much anymore. But when we do, we get Robin babysat and we're like, do not drop him off before 1 o'clock.
Remember that time your mum brought him around 8 a.m?
Oh, that was a bad day.
Oh, God.
Sandra?
Do you know what I do? Do you know what games I play when I'm hungover with him? I wasn't hungover. Well, yesterday I wasn't well, but I played pile all the cushions on, daddy. Now just lay down. Brilliant game. Parents out there, let's play pile all the cushions on me. Lie there, they pile all the cushions on you. Let them jump on you. It doesn't hurt. Kick a cushion off with your leg and go, oh, one came off. You'll have to do it again. Honestly,
that's
I felt
a good
kip.
One, actually.
I felt a kip.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Question here from Nell Bull, which is a great name. Hello, I was wondering if you guys could settle a debate that me and my friends have and have been having for too long now. When you get changed, do you take off, for example, your trousers, then put on your pyjama bottoms, then take off your top and replace it with pyjama too, like a sane human being, or do you strip butt naked, then put on all of the clothes?
Oh, I'm genuinely just thinking of myself doing it now. I do what you said first.
Really?
I take my pants off, put my new trousers. Mm-hmm. Sorry, we call them pants.
Yeah, you mean bottoms, you mean
bottoms. Trousers. I take my bottoms off, put my new bottoms on, then I take my top off and I put my new top on.
Right, okay. So yeah, I do it the other way.
You get strippy.
I go, okay, so I'm in my jeans and a t-shirt. Jeans off, t-shirt off. Hey, what's this blank canvas? What are we going to put on this? Pajamas, pants, top, bang.
It's good. Good stuff.
Is that weird?
No, not really. I've got boobs though.
Show off.
Two of them.
Shut up.
So if I get naked, it's, you know, I've got to shut the blinds and everything.
Ah, okay then.
So if I just whip it off dead quick and put it on, I can get away with it.
Got you.
Do you know what I mean?
Got you.
Hope the neighbours aren't in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Type thing. You know what I mean? Hope for the best. Do that little horrible crawl that you do under the radiator. When you forgot to get your towel.
Oh God, since we've got the new rooms upstairs, I've got to do that so much now.
It's,
you know,
awful, isn't it?
If I stand getting ready in the spare rooms, if Robin's room's open, she can literally, the people across the thing can just totally see us. Mm-hmm. Doing me blank canvas.
It's, everybody does that though. Mm. Do you know what it is? You think you get to a certain age and you're like an adult and you're like successful, you know, you've got a lovely house. If you forget your towel when you've gone in the shower, you've got to do that horrible little squat dance to the radiator, wherever it is, in front of the window.
Absolutely.
Just praying that nobody sees you. It's
Everyone's
horrible.
Done it. Do you know what I mean?
So funny.
Like, Leonardo DiCaprio has crawled under his window naked.
Yep, yep. Guarantee. On his yacht.
Yeah.
Probably.
They've all done it. Don't you worry. Next time you do it, just remember, Rosie and Chris do it too. We're there on all fours with you.
Got your back. Got your back, babes. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo. I've got a question here from what I can only imagine is another dimension where all of the other maniac
These
people
are my
live.
Favourite. Come on.
Okay, this is from Emma Cropper. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I have a friend who has just got into a new relationship. Mm. And one night we started talking about the intimate details of bedroom activities. Mm-hmm. And she stated that they have sex 15 times a week. I was gobsmacked, thinking this was an excessive number of shags a week. I get it, 4 times a week max, which I think is pretty good. When having chats with other guy friends, they have all said 10 to 15 a week is pretty normal. So my question is having sex 15 times a week excessive, or am I just not getting enough? Best wishes, Emma.
Emma, do you remember I was talking about thrush before? If you want to avoid thrush, you cannot be having sex 10 to 15 times a week.
Emma.
That's just wrong.
They're talking shit, mate.
They're absolutely bullshitting you.
When having chats with other guy friends, they have all said 10 to 15 times
no.
a week. Emma, they're talking about wanks.
Yeah.
Emma, I'm telling you, them lads are talking about. I mean, if this lady has just got in, a friend of yours just got in a relationship, just got into a relationship now, 15 times a week. So that's twice a day and 3 times 1 day. What day is 3? What day are you having 3? What day is that?
Sunday. Eh?
What's that? No, day of rest. You're joking, aren't you?
Such utter bullshit.
Bollocks.
I hate sex figure bullshit.
Jesus.
Do you know what? In my prime, I wasn't even that high.
In my prime. In my... That is the saddest thing I've ever heard you say. During the war.
In my prime.
In my prime. In my top shagger days. In my prime, I wasn't even doing 15 at E.
Not at all. No, that's, you know, don't believe it. God, yeah, four.
Emma, the talk.
Four.
Emma, actually, Emma, yeah, let's.
Yeah, four. Are you kidding, Emma?
4 times a week, Emma. Fuck. You're unemployed.
We used to do that. Remember?
4 times a week.
I don't know if I ever did it 4 times a week.
I don't think anyone's ever done it 4 times a week. I think that's I think porn stars don't even do 4 times a week. I think they do it 3 and then the union steps in and goes, whoa, add on hours.
Let's be realistic here, people. Come on, keep it real. Keep it real.
Going on strike. Babadoo, 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 ba. Good question here from Ashley.
Hi.
Hi, Ashley. I just wanted to ask, what's your thoughts on cheese and onion crisps? Should the packaging be green or blue? Personally, I'm torn between the two.
Right.
Thanks, Ashley.
This has always confused me.
Yeah.
Because...
Craziness.
Everything else, salt and vinegar, is
mm-hmm.
blue.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everything.
Yeah.
And cheese and onion's green.
Yeah.
Walkers.
Yeah.
My favourite crisps. Swapped it round.
Mixed that shit up, didn't they?
And it's... Do you know what? I mean, don't get me wrong. I know what they are. But it's annoying.
Yeah. It is. I remember being... When I was younger, when I first had Walkers.
Because
I would just have like... Cheap crisps and stuff. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think salt and vinegar squares maybe I had. And everything was blue. And I got the blue Walkers and it was salt and vinegar. It was cheese and onion. It was down was up. It was craziness.
Everything's
it was,
just...
I imagine that's what it must be like to go through a black hole.
It's mental, horrible. Isn't
it? But Walkers are such a powerhouse of crisp that it doesn't really matter. They've kind of made their own rule. And not everyone follows that rule, but you kind of just know it.
I know.
It is really annoying when you think about it. Why did they do that?
Twats.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Some twat. Thought, you know what? You know what? Hey, you know what? Let's change the colours round.
You know, it's an English company.
Hey, you know what? I think we should change the colours round for a little joke and see what everyone thinks of it. Yeah. And nobody will give a shit because we're the best crisps going.
Yeah.
And they'll be eating us for years. And Gary Lineker will bleed us bloody dry. So he will.
Any of the crisps? McCoy's? Blue.
Blue.
Salt and vinegar squares? Blue.
Blue.
Discos.
Blue.
Blue.
Frisps. Blue.
Oh. Right, that's it. Somewhat. Anyone who knows Gary Lineker, get him on the phone. I'm going to sort this out.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine.
Oh, hello.
Imagine next week's celebrity question was Gary Lineker, and the question was, what's your fucking problem with... All right, man, Gary, chill, man. We're just joking, man. It's just for jokes.
Please sponsor the podcast.
Oh, God, I'd love that. Imagine can I just say... Imagine how difficult this podcast would be to listen to if we were sponsored by crisps. Because it would just be you, Rosemary, rattling and rustling and chomping away.
On brand. Oh.
Snap
my pen in excitement.
Snap your pen in excitement.
I love crisps so much.
Just mentioned being sponsored by crisps, but just snapped a pen. Like, liar, liar.
Just love crisps.
Jesus. Babadoo, 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 ba. Question here from Emma. I'm originally from Wakefield, West Yorkshire, but I've lived in America for the last 6 years and I've managed to keep mostly my Yorkshire accent.
Good for you.
Congratulations, very good for you. But I find myself going half American sometimes. My question for you is, does one of you say a word in a certain way that winds the other one right
up? Emma. Emma, Emma, Emma. It's like you read my mind. Where should we start? Christening.
Right.
That's a good one. So everyone knows the real way to say it is christening. There's a T in there. Christening. Christopher says christening.
Christening?
Christening.
We're going to your kids. Christening.
Horrible.
Christening.
Awful.
Awful. However.
Yes.
Can I hit you back, Rosie, with.
Come on then.
What do you open the fridge? A little pot, get a little pot out, a little spoon, little dairy flavour pot, maybe strawberry, might be banana flavour, might be vanilla. You take a little spoonful, you scoop it. What are you eating?
Yogurt.
Yogurt. What in the God's name is yogurt? Yeah. Can you pass as me yogurt?
How are you meant to say it?
Yogurt.
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 Yogurt sounds like someone who eats it with the hands. That's my yogurt.
your cat. Babadoo, 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 ba. So a lovely little uplifting question here for you, Chris, for me and you, to Chris and Rosie. If either of you died,
oh, great.
Would you be happy for the other to remarry? And would you want Robin to be nice to the new parent? What's your thoughts on that?
Jesus. I mean, a couple more glasses of wine in, I think you make us cry with that question. I've obviously in my stand-up in my last tour, I talked about us doing a will and things like that, and I joked around those topics. I never really touched on that. It's weirdly something that you say to me quite a lot.
I have, haven't I?
It's really strange.
That's why that's sort of calling me. I've said to Chris a few times, if anything happens to me, I don't know whether it's a mother thing. I don't know. My thing is that I would want you to meet somebody else. I would really want you to meet somebody else because I'd want Robin to have two parents. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I wouldn't want you to just have to do it on your own.
Aww.
But I would want the other woman or man, you know, you might have a, you might just.
You think you've ruined all of the women
you
for us?
Never know. You never know.
You think you're that good?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I end up, great.
So it's just, I would want the next person, all I ask is that they're just lovely to Robin and to you.
Wow.
But I would want you to. Personally, that's me. I'd be like, yes, please. What about you? If you
no, definitely not. Pass. I'd want you to be miserable forever, die alone. And in the will, it is actually, I need to be stuffed and mounted.
Glued to the settee.
I'm stuffed and mounted. I'm on the settee. I've got it all sorted. Like, there's a team coming and the movers and they put us in different places to give you a fright and stuff.
No.
Sometimes I'm in the hallway just chilling. Sometimes I'm like at the hob and you can't make your breakfast right and you've got to make other stuff. Every morning you go get down on your knees and you pray to the stuffed mounted image of me. Stay miserable forever and you die alone and you never have sex again.
Just a normal day.
Yeah, just a normal day. Nothing changes.
It's just a lot quieter.
No, there's a speaker.
Oh, great.
What it plays is on a loop, all the sponsors from the podcast. Oh,
fantastic. Like a Build-A-Bear. which tour would you like, Rosie? None of them. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, is it bad to lie about how many people you've slept with to a potential new partner? Does it matter? Please don't show my name.
From Emily Seven Shags.
.org.
Oh.
What do you think?
So, is she saying, is she dumbing the number down or is she buffing it up?
Well, I don't know. She hasn't
said. It's got to be.
Maybe I think she's buffing it down.
Yeah.
This day and age, you don't need to buff it up, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We had an email actually recently about someone who was still a virgin at 20-odd. I read through it, but I didn't see it. But I didn't end up reading it out, but it was, someone who was still a virgin at 20-odd, and they thought it was weird, but they said they were waiting for make their first time special. Oh, God, just get it over with. it's not that special. So is she, I'm assuming she's trying to make herself not sound like she's, you know, being about a bit. I don't think she needs to do that.
What, to lie about it?
Yeah, I don't think she should.
No.
I don't think she should at all.
I don't think she needs to at all. But if she wants to, just lie about it. And then when you've been together for 6 months, tell the truth.
By the way, you know how I'm really good at sex?
900!
15 times a week. I don't think so. It would never bother me. It would never, as a
bloke,
it would never.
What? Really?
No.
So, okay, you're on a date with a girl.
Uh-huh.
Being on a couple of dates, you're thinking, I really, really like this girl. She is amazing.
Cool.
You come to
How
the
do you
sex
feel
chat.
About this?
No.
Do you know about this?
This is in the past.
Have you died? Like the story. So you've died and I'm moving on. Cool. Keep going.
Right, okay, I've died. Right. You're moving on. Yeah. Horrible. You're horrible, man. So, you're sitting on your date and you're thinking, I really like this girl. This girl is marriage material.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Okay. Mm-hmm. You get to the how many people, whatever.
Yeah.
You give your number.
Yeah.
You know, mid-range, not too bad. You had a bit of a lovely time when you used to be a rep in Ibiza and all that kind of stuff, right?
Wow.
So, she gives her number. Ask me. I'm that girl.
So, you've heard my magic number. A gentleman's nine.
Mm.
Yeah? What about you?
7,000. is there a problem with that?
How many?
7,000.
Like seven and then three zeros.
Like K.
Yeah? 7K.
7K.
Like one more than 6,999.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Is this going to affect our relationship?
I thought I heard a weird noise when the wind blew through here.
Is this going to affect our relationship, Chris? I thought you weren't one of them judgmental people. God, you're like everybody else. Why do you hate me so much? Ah, I'm just a really sexual being. I like having sex. What's the matter with you? God, you're like everybody else.
Okay. Is that... Oh, my phone's ringing. Who's that? Oh, what? What? Hello? What, Rosie? You're alive? Holy shit. Look, hey. Hey, I'm sorry. You'll not believe it. My dead wife's alive. I'm going to have to go. Bye.
No.
And then that's how I deal with it.
Oh, thought I could have done 7,001.
Yeah, I should have done 7,000. Surprised you're still walking. It's craziness. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for the celebrity question of the week.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. This is Sarah Cox, your number one celeb fan. I'm off of the radio and everything. Okay, broadcasting legend, some people say, but whatever. I've got a question for you two lovely people. Who has got the best taste in music and who is the coolest dancer?
Thank you, Sarah Cox.
That's a good question.
Can I just say Sarah Cox was so lovely in real life, wasn't she?
I was so glad that she was nice. Yeah. She's on my list. That sounds, please don't take that out of context. I've got an imaginary list that I check people off when I meet them of people who, if they weren't as nice as I thought they were going to be, I'd be really upset.
Yes. I agree. Which she was
Deck,
everything
Lorraine
and more.
Kelly, she was on it there.
Yeah.
She was wonderful.
Thanks.
That's a really good question. Do you want to go first?
Yes. You've probably got more of like a specific taste in music, whereas my taste in music is extremely eclectic.
Yeah.
And I kind of just like everything.
Yeah.
From show tunes to rock and roll.
Yeah.
To country music to a bit of hip hop to, I just like it all.
Yeah. Whereas
you've got quite good taste
in music. I mean, you have single-handedly destroyed my Spotify daily mixes.
Thank you.
So, yeah, no, it's not a good thing. So, on Spotify, you have your daily mix, which keeps you, it takes all the different kinds of genres that you like and it pumps them into like five different mixes and you have different ones. And it was perfect. It was amazing. Whenever I had Peter around to like play pool, I would have the daily mix on. It was incredible. Now, bit of bloody Bette Midler pops up in it, doesn't it?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know.
Which one was it?
In between like the Libertines and bloody the Cribs. Bette Midler sticking up there.
Bit of Wind Beneath My Wings.
Oh, man. I mean, I don't get us wrong. They're good songs, but they're just... I don't know. You love musicals.
Mm.
I love a musical. Don't get us wrong. I love going to see a musical. I am not listening to an album of a musical in the house.
Why?
I don't... It's the way they're... like,
do you mean the horn section?
Nah, they've just
that was
this,
all that jazz.
It's the way they speak. It's they've just gone, the sun will come out tomorrow. It's like, I don't want that. Scream that is in my kitchen. Like, I want something a bit more sort of put together.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
Horrible. Stop. Like, I don't want to be putting the washing in and hearing like, prisoner 25641, your time is up, your parole's begun. It's like, come on, man.
That's lovely, that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it, but I love it because halfway through, I pretend I'm there, I get really into it, I cry a bit.
You do.
You know?
Sometimes I'll be in the car, listen to my Spotify, you will whack a musical on, my car will go, oh, we've changed the song, have we? And bloody... something from Hamilton will happen while I'm halfway up the motorway.
Oh, yeah, that does happen, actually.
It's well annoying. And as for dancer, you are a much better dancer than me, hands down.
Thank you.
Robin, annoyingly, is also a better dancer than me now as well.
But weirdly, Robin does a really cool little quirky dance. And I was like, where's he got this from? But we got sent a video of you when you were like, you must have been about six or something.
Yeah.
Robin dances exactly like you.
Crazy, isn't it?
It's exactly the same.
He does the same dance. It's madness.
It's great.
Yeah. He does it better than me, which is irritating.
He's a good little groover, like. Bless his heart.
Yeah. You're just a better dancer than me. You had a talk in my ear, didn't you, at the wedding?
Oh, yeah, I did. I forgot about that.
We did our first dance. I remember your nana going, it was so romantic. You were just cuddling each other and you were holding each other so close. It was the most romantic thing I've ever seen. Like, yeah, what she couldn't hear is you and me here going, I'll turn, I'll step, I'll get off my fucking toes.
No, it was the one, two. I was going, one, two, one, two. Everyone was like, sweet nothings. No, it was just numbers and trying to tell Chris where to move his feet. You've got a lot better recently.
Come on! Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. And that's it. Episode 12 in the bag, lads. Thank you again so much for listening. We really, really mean it. We didn't think this podcast would do as well as it has. And we are buzzing about it because we really enjoy listening it. And it wouldn't be anything without you lot listening. So thank you so much.
Genuinely. Yeah, thank you very much. So just one more thing. BritishPodcastAwards.com/vote. Opens up the listener's choice. There's a little box that says search for podcast. Type in Married Annoyed. Our little faces will pop up. Click on it, put your name, put your email, and you'll have voted for us in the listener's choice. And you never know, we might win the little award. And that would be lovely. But the main thing is that you're listening and enjoying it. So thanks very much, guys.
But we'd like to win the award.
But the main thing is that you're listening and enjoying it.
But it would be nice main to thing, win the award.
But the main thing
I would like
is our fans
to win the award.
Enjoying it.
And the award.
Okay.
The award is important.
Guys, I can't help but think she's not going to handle this well.
Listen,
if we don't win.
There's an award on the line.
Right.
I'm happy with both.
Okay.
Thank you. Award.
Right. Bye.
Awards.
Bye.
Awards.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.